Yesterday's Pennsylvania Supreme Court election could have wide-ranging implications for a number of high-profile cases related to education. As WHYY's Kevin McCory reports, three Democrats swept the open seats on the state's highest court, shifting the balance of power 5-2 in their favor.
The newly constituted Supreme Court will face a few big questions related to education. Has the state been living up to its constitutional promise to provide all students a thorough and efficient education? Is that even a decision the courts can make? And if so, what can it do to compel state government to do better? For Philadelphia, big cases loom regarding the powers of the School Reform Commission. Can it unilaterally break its contract with the teachers' union? Can it suspend the charter law and unilaterally limit the number of students who go to a certain charter school?
I don't think it would be arguable that we're likely to see a transition in the court that may look more favorable to individuals with cases on education spending, on environmental issues. You get my point.
Terry Madonna is a Franklin and Marshall College political scientist. Add to that list, he says, the causes of unions who put big money behind Tuesday's winners. That's Superior Court judges Christine Donahue and David Wecht and Philadelphia Court of Common Pleas judge Kevin Dougherty, brother of local electricians union boss John Dougherty.
You think you pour millions of dollars into campaigns and it's all benign? It's about good government and civics? No, you expect a favorable hearing. Does that mean you get everything you want? No, of course not.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.